On this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss the state of classical music education.
Yehuda, we've talked so much about classical music here on your segments. I wondered, WMC is now playing the Boston Symphony on Sunday afternoons. Do you find that there is a re-approach on classical music around the country?
Tough question, Alan. Tough question. And I know that the Venezuelan program, Sistema, is now being used in Chicago, in Philadelphia, in New York. People are using this system, which worked so well in such an unlikely place. So there is a resurgence in educating young people in a way, not a dogmatic way, but making it fun, making it exciting, making it almost like playing ball outside. Then you go in and you play the fiddle, and it's the same kind of adventurous fun.
Do you remember your first music teacher?
Yes.
What was that like?
It was quite old-fashioned. He didn't rub me on the knuckles when I played the wrong note, but it was very didactic. It was scales and this and that. And
did you like him?
I liked music. I was fascinated by music. Yeah. So I just remember it was like a whole new magical world that was opening up to me.
It's interesting because I had a wonderful first music teacher, Mr. Steiker, back at PS 118, Joan of Arc. And he talked to me a lot. He told me about what they did with German prisoners, things like that.
Was he a European? No,
he was an American, but he was in the war. He told me about all of that stuff. I was fascinated by it. You've turned out to be a world-famous cellist, and I've turned out to be a 17th-rate trumpet player. So maybe the old way was better of how you do this.
Yes, but you've become something else, which is very valuable. So how do you explain that?
It all came from Mr. Steiker.
No, I don't think so. For you, it was just a side of part of your education. For me, it was an opening door to an enchanting world. You found your enchanting world elsewhere.
Yehuda, so tell me about vocationalism. You know, in other words, there used to be this place, the high school on the east side of aeronautics, I think it was one of those places, and people learned how to do airplanes. Now, you, Yehuda, were trained by a guy, he didn't wrap you on the knuckles, but the moral equivalent of that, and wondering whether or not you considered your upbringing to be a vocational one as opposed to a liberal arts one.
You know, it's very hard to be rational and analyze it. If you fall in love with something, how do you rationalize what music means to you? I learned it. The teacher came to my parents.
Yeah.
You know, there were no phones in Jerusalem yet. You had to go to the pharmacy to make a telephone call. No one had a telephone.
Yep.
And the teacher walked over to our neighborhood, to my family, and he said, "Watch out for this boy. He has perfect pitch." I didn't know I had perfect pitch. I thought that every child heard a note and identified the note by name. This was just taken for granted.
So if I said A, you could see an A right now.
Yeah,
amazing.
Or if I heard it, I would tell you what it was.
Yeah.
So just to sound a little dangerous, I really am not convinced that the democratic principle applies when it comes to music education. We cannot force everybody to. Some people have the inclination, some may not. Some may have other talents, for goodness sake. We cannot just insist that everybody do the same, just because not everybody is made the same way.
Well, your point,
to respect that difference.
I agree, but your point is taken to mean to me, and I've often thought this, that you're either born with it or you're not.
To a degree.
And you were born with it.
Some of it is hereditary and genetic. But there were some famous teachers that, in the very, very American way of thinking, said, "Anyone who wants can." Now, it's a wonderful thing to say, but it's not realistic. I'm very bad in mathematics. You could give me the best tutors in the world. I will still have a problem adding, subtracting. I just don't have it. So it's a waste of time. It's a waste of educational energy. Why? Why do it?
Well,
let some people excel in this. So you had some trumpet lessons. You have an idea about music, but no one insists.
Lifelong trumpet lessons. But nevertheless, I was never that good at it.
So you had the exposure, but no one insisted that you make the grade to New York Philharmonic.
Right. Nobody insisted that. I remember very well playing in the Manus College Junior Orchestra, playing third trumpet there and watching people turn around and look at me when I hit.
Because it was so good or because it was so bad?
The second. Obviously the second. But, you know, Pete Seeger always said, there are no non-singers. But I think there are non-singers.
I think so, too.
That was Alan Chartok speaking to cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.